Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf nun aleph. We're holding daf nun amud beis, the last six lines of the amud. And we've been focusing on the fact that a person has to make a brucha before he eats or drinks. But unfortunately, as we know, we're only human. Once in a while, a person makes a mistake. It's Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who's an Amoira, says, Shochach, v'hichnes oichlen etoich piv, b'loi brucha. A person put food in his mouth and he forgot to make a bracha. Ay, ay, ay. Vozol metan. Says Rabbi Yehuda, have a very simple idea. Misalkon letzarecha. Take your tongue and push the food to one side of one cheek. Umavarecha, make a bracha. Your mouth won't be totally empty. Fine. So you have your mouth will be 25% full on one side. From the other 75% of the mouth, you're going to say the bracha that you're supposed to make on that food. That's what Rav Yehuda said. Now, although that sounds pretty straightforward, the Gemara brings now three braisos which seem on the surface to be mechulik in this halacha. Tanya Choda, the first braisa says, Bolon, that if you have this problem that you put food in your mouth and you forgot to make a bracha, Bolon, just swallow it. And from Rashi is mashma, that after you swallow it, you don't make a bracha. Rashi says clearly, bolon blei bracha, you swallow it, and finished. V'tanina, but there's another braisa that says boltan, which means that you're supposed to eject it, or you're supposed to spit it out. V'tanina, the third braisa says like Rav Yehuda, misalkan, that you put it on the side. Now, it certainly seems to be a big machloikas of it. So it's more like Asha, there's no machloikas. It really depends what you are eating. Hadazanya Bolan is talking about bimashkin. The first braisa that says that you're supposed to swallow it down is talking about a liquid. By a liquid, you can't push it to the side with your tongue because, of course, the liquid will go over and underneath the tongue. Go and spit it out. Nobody's going to want to put it into their mouth again, and that's going to be bizoyan oichlin. You don't want to be mevaza. You don't want to have ibud of oichlin. So therefore, the only aitza that I have is swallow it. And next time, of course, make a brocha before. Don't have a problem. Grada, there are some mefarshim that say that in this situation, that he boileit, he should make a brocha after he finishes swallowing it. Some machloikas, but Rashi is mashma know that you don't make a bracha, he swallowed the liquid and finish and you go on. But if you want to drink or eat something more, it's a different story, but we're saying on that drink that you have in your mouth, since you can't spit it out and you can't be misalik it, just swallow it. V'hodasanya, the other two braises that we had are not dealing with liquids, they're dealing with solids. And therefore, v'hodasanya polta b'midi d'loy mimis. The one that says spit it out is talking about something that does not become repulsive when you spit it out. L'mashal, a person is sucking a candy, a hard candy, and he realizes, I forgot to make a shakal. So we all know you can easily remove the candy from your mouth, hold it in your fingers for a moment or two, make the broch and put it back in. If you feel a little bit repulsive, you put it under the sink, you put it under the cold water and you put it into your mouth. But sinish makalarash, you take it out of your mouth, you put it back in. Nishka problem. Hi, Vodasani Misalka, the one that says you should go and push it to the side. So Babamidi the Mimis, it's talking about something that is a solid. However, if you're going to go and spit it out, you're not going to want to put it back in your mouth because it will be repulsive. Such as the marshal, person was chewing on some berries, some grapes, something like that. And now he's going to go and spit it out. It's going to be a whole mess in his hand. He's not going to want to put it back in his mouth. So therefore, rather be misalik letzidor than put it to the side and make a bracha with that food on the side of the mouth. Okay, all of this is very good teretz. And now the Gemara asks, the midi d'loy mimis. Let's go back to the hard candy that we said that you would take it out of your mouth and make the bracha and put it back in. Why do you have to take it out? Why don't you also put it to the side as if it was berries or grapes or another type of food that you would push to the side, put the hard candy all to the side, v'levarach, and make a bracha. Why do you take it out of your mouth? Says Yomar, tegum Rav Yitzchak kaskesor, kamei d'Rav Yosef bar Avit, mishmei d'Rav Yochanan mishum shenemar, because then the pasuk, yimol lefisa l'secha, when a person says tehilos, thanks and shirois to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be with a pemalei, with a totally open mouth. So therefore, lechatchila, you shouldn't have anything in your mouth. Unfortunately, here I had no choice. I had to have something in my mouth because otherwise I would have to throw it out. I don't want to throw out the oichel. So therefore, when you're talking about something which is soft and you're chewing and that you're not going to want to put it back in your mouth, be misalik it to the side. If you're talking about something like a hard candy, take it out, make a bracha, and put it back in, so you'll be memale pi silusach. Good. Now a similar case, and the exact pshat in this case is somewhat, if you will, murky, because in Rashi, Rashi is mashma one way, but the Gra and the Marsha change the gears in the Rashi to learn it a different way. We'll see Mechim as we go through. Is boy mina Rav Chizda? They asked the following shot for Rav Chizda: Misha ochal v'shasa v'loy berach mahu sheyachzi yivarech. A person ate and he drank. He forgot to make a bracha. He now remembers. Should he now make a bracha? Now, when I said that it's murky, it's not clear at what point are we talking about. Should he make a bracha? The way the Gra and the Marsha are misaking the Rashi, the way they go and change the gears in the Rashi, they say it's talking about a case where a person is in the middle of eating. Person Lamoshal is eating Friday night a piece of fish, he already took two or three bites, he still has a few bites left, in the middle he remembers, ah, I didn't make a bracha. Now Friday night is not appropriate because everybody washes, so I'm sorry, not a good example. But Monday night, person did not wash, he started eating a piece of fish, he ate two or three bites, and he remembers, ah, I didn't make a shahakel on the fish. What should you do? And now he's still in the middle of eating. Should he go now in the middle of eating, swallow what he has in his mouth, or he already swallowed what he has in his mouth, I don't have to worry about misalik letzdodim, polite, his mouth is now empty, he's about to take the next bite, and he remembers, oh, I didn't make a bracha, should he make a new bracha at this time? L'choira, the Gemara Shaila, according to this girsa, is kind of strange. I mean, if I'm going to continue eating, of course I should go and make another bracha. But let's see from the Gemara's Teretz how we'll understand the kasha.
Why would I think not?
And that's what I'm saying. That the choyre kun to this case is shver. What's the havam in it? It's omalahu. So Rav Chizda answered back, I don't understand your shayla. Misha ochal shum v'reichay noidiv. Yachsa v'yoichal shum acher k'dei shehei reichay noidiv. Rav Chizda says, of course you make a bracha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Like Uri was saying a moment ago. After all, what happens if a person just ate knobel? Knobel is garlic. And v'reicha noidif, and therefore he has what we call a mouth odor. He wants to get rid of that odor. So we would all advise him to go and take mouthwash or to brush his teeth or take something else. But is there anybody in his right mind that would say, I have an eitzah for you. Take another piece of garlic. That's not going to help. It's only going to make it worse. It's certainly not going to make it better. So says Rav Chizda the same thing. The person already messed up in the first three bites that he didn't make a bracha. So you're telling him perhaps he should continue eating without making a bracha? That's just going to compound the problem. It's not going to ease the problem. That's not a solution. That just makes the problem worse. And so therefore, Rav Chizda says, Chadam HaPashin, he has to go and make a bracha. So, yes, Gabriel.
Did I understand that you said that before that he washed and ate?
No. I said we're not talking about a case of that he washed, because then you don't have to make a bracha.
Yeah, but I thought you said he washed and...
Yeah, you're right, Gabba. Originally I said it was Friday night, and then I corrected myself. It can't be Friday night because we all would have washed, and you wouldn't... You're right. So it's Monday night, the person didn't wash, he's gluten-free diet, he's on a diet, he's not going to eat any bread for the next few days until Shabbos again, and he should have made a shahakal on the fish.
But sometimes in the fish, the gefilte fish, they put in too much bread.
So then you have to make a moitzi on the fish. Concept. Okay. So we're talking about it was a regular, not a gefilte fish, a regular piece of fish. Anyway, let's continue on. So the Gemara now was poshit, which l'choyre to us is a double poshit, that if in the middle of eating, he realized he didn't make a bracha, avada make a bracha now. So now we'll see that this is really an introduction for the next shtickle. So Ravina now goes one step further. He says, Hilkach afil gomer su'dosai yachsei v'yivarech. Even if he finished the meal and he doesn't intend to eat anything further, he should still make a bracha at this time. Now this of course is a tremendous chiddush. Ravina is telling us to Bruch Rishayna.
After he finished everything.
After he finished everything. Don't be upset.
We had a black before. Someone suggested that perhaps he should even make a bracha after. And it wasn't even in this kind of...
You're right. Let's see the brice and we'll see that the Gemara says this very clearly. Desanya, I'll bring you a ride that even though you finished eating already, you should still make the bracha rishoyna if you forgot to make the bracha rishoyna. Desanya, I'll bring you a ride from a tvila. Zokta brice, toval v'ola, a person already toivled. V'ola, now he comes out of the mikveh. Uyim bali also, when he leaves the mikveh, he should make a bracha. Baruch, asher kitchen, v'sois v'tzivonu, al hatvila. Now, of course, most of us, when we travel, don't make a bracha. Alright, a minute.
See here.
He covers himself up, he puts on a hantach. Okay, so Aliyah Sishnelli and then to hantach and make this turkey they
give. Where do you have a bracha
for tefillah with a bracha? Sorry, let's address you. It's an excellent point. So now, Rashi says we're talking about a situation of a balkari. And it's talking about in the good old days when they were noyeg the Tvilas Ezra. You remember we had a long, long sugi about this earlier on in the second parak, that there's a din of Tvilas Ezra and a person should be makbid. At the end, the Gemara says, we paskel like Rabbi Ravuna, that we're not makbid. But, chsidim yo makbid, nish makbid, okay, we don't have to get into current events. But bottom line is that in the times of Chazal, they were makbid on Tvilas Ezra. To the point that they didn't learn and they didn't make a bracha, they didn't say any davish be kedusha until they toivled. Aha. So what happens? This person was a balkari. He could not make the bracha before he went to the mikveh. The whole reason why he's going to the mikveh is because I can't make the bracha. And that's the whole reason. It's that chicken and egg situation. So therefore he goes to the mikveh. But I gotta go and make a bracha on my tvila, since they were noyeg to do the tvila at that time. So he makes the bracha after he comes out. So what do I see from this? That even though normally we make brachas before Oyvel Asiyasin, like Reb David said before, but there are occasions that we make the bracha afterwards. So even though you're supposed to make a bracha before you eat, there'll be occasions that you'll make the bracha after eating when you forget.
Shouldn't the gersa of the bracha change because it's not al? It's not on.
But you see, it didn't change.
Yeah. I'm asking, shouldn't the gersa change?
Once you have a matbej, the tovah chacham, it remains in that matbej. It's true, and in fact, a lot of the mafoshim ask, how does the Gemara bring a raya from birchas mitzvah to birchas nehenin? But the Gemara lemaisa brings this raya. So in other words, you say we have even more raya.
More frequent, typical examples.
Well, not such. I don't know. All the balikarian in that time, every single man became a balikari. He was married at least the chalapach is once a week, Leil Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. Anyway, they were also very frequent. And the women don't learn Gemara. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to Gemara. So Gemara says, Veloihi, you wanted to bring a raya from Tvila that you make a bracha after the fact. The raya is nishka gutta raya, because hosami gora gavr lechazi. The reason why the person didn't make the bracha before, because he couldn't make the bracha before. However, over here, the person was able to make it. Why didn't he? Because he forgot. It's why the idchi, once he became nidcha already, and he forgot already nidcha, he does not repeat the bracha, not repeat, he doesn't make the bracha after he finishes eating, if you want to continue eating, he's in tahayt. But if you're not going to continue eating because you already finished, you don't have to make the bracha anymore, not only you don't, apparently the Gemara holds it where he bracha levatola, because it's already after the fact. You like the difference, yeah, Reb David? He's in Zifrin. Anyway, so bottom line is, the Gabri Chazi here, it's be'erach, like the Gemara says sometimes, ain't done an efsha mishi efsha. By the case of the Balkari, it's efsha. The Gabri Chazi, he couldn't have made the bracha. Here the guy could have made the bracha, but he messed up. So you don't bring a raya in one case to the other. Finish.
Again, will you tell me where?
Yes, Rabbi Kohn. Nowadays we don't make a bracha. Balkari doesn't make a bracha. However, Gerim, for instance, make a bracha. And even women make a bracha when they go to the mikveh. They toivel three times. They first toivel once, and they make the bracha. And the second time, third time. Anyway, Bilmasa, you're right. By men normally do not make a bracha nowadays.
By men, why should they make a bracha while you're in the mikveh, not after the mikveh?
You mean when he's still in the mikveh? Well, he's still in the water. It could be when the Gemara means aliyos. It doesn't mean that he's already totally out. It means
that he's done his stuff.
He's already immersed himself, and now on the way out, he makes the bracha. Okay, so Vasakti.
Why don't we make a bracha when give tzedakah?
You give tzedakah. The Gemara doing this, there's no shir to it. No,
so you don't know if they're going to accept it, and then it's a bracha levatala.
No, nowadays 99% they accept.
Most people do accept, but you're relying on that.
Aha. Okay. Anyway. Gemara continues on. Remember, yesterday we spoke about the inyan of making a bracha on wine.
The main problem is actually not he forgot.
Yeah.
That he doesn't remember whether did I make it or did I not make it.
But that's a good child also. The Gemara is mashma that ochal v'loy berach. In other words, he knows, he remembers.
Not usually we go, if it's, let's say, after a while, it's so embedded in him that it's natural.
You're saying it's a regulus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incorrect. You know what happens? Those people, for instance, that wash most of the time, and then one night he doesn't have bread and he didn't wash, and now he starts eating the soup or eats whatever, and he doesn't make a bracha because he's assuming that he already made a moitzi. And then afterwards he realizes, I didn't eat any bread, and I ate all this without making a bracha. These things happen. Okay. It doesn't happen here, it happens in North Pole. By unsere Yidin, Kaiba Kasashom, anyway, let's continue on. We had in the Mishnah yesterday what happens if a person wants to drink wine which has not been diluted. So we had a machloikis what the bracha is. In the Mishnah we said, Ein mevorchen al hayayin at sheyitin letoichei mayim. Don't make a bracha on wine until you dilute it. Divrei Rav Lezer. What happens if you dafka do want to drink it and it's not diluted? So we have the one of the Amid Beis, you make a bracha of Boyer Priya 8 instead of Boyer Priya Goffin. And the Chum say, no, even if it's undiluted, you still make a Boyer Priya Goffin. We spoke about that yesterday. Now we're going to talk about asparagus. Asparagus is not the vegetable that we know of today called asparagus, but rather this is a drink that was based either on wine or on beer. Meaning that if you went into a store, you could get two different types of asparagus drink. One was a wine-based asparagus drink, and one was a beer-based asparagus drink. First, we're going to talk about the wine one, and then we're going to go over to the beer. So anyway, tell everybody. Asparagus, this drink that was wine-based, yofel alev v'toyv leinayim v'koshkel b'nei meyayim. This is a very, very, very fine drink, which is good because it nourishes not only the soul, but also the heart. It's good for the eyes. It's certainly good for the intestines, for the innards. V'arogobay, a person who drinks it frequently, this is gevaldik mamish for the ganze guf. However, don't overdo it. V'hamishtaker, a person who becomes a shikir, amenu, kosh l'chol gufay du stoignish, as we know, don't drink too much. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, midiktoni yofel alev, by the fact that it says that this asparagus is good for the heart, machlal de bechamra skin. It must mean that we're talking about the wine-based asparagus. How does the Gemara know that? Because we're going to have a steed of two prices later on. You'll see me at Hashem. But bottom line is, a wine-based asparagus drink is good for the heart. And then it says, that it's certainly good for the intestines. We have a braisa. The wine-based asparagus drink is good. Lilat. Lilat is rushataivis. Lilev, ayin, and choil. Lay for the heart. Ayin for the vision, for the eyes. Choil is for the spleen. Lilat yofa. L'ramat means reish is roish for the head. Mem is me'ayim for the intestines. Tof is tachtoinios. Tachtoinios means hemorrhoids. Kasha, it's bad. So if we're talking about the wine-based asparagus, it's taka good l'leif. It's taka good l'ayim. But it's not good for the b'nei me'ayim. L'ramat, mem stands for me'ayim, is kasha, is bad. How did the first braisa say that it's good for the leif? Good for the einayim and kosher for the me'ayim. The braisa that we learned before that said that it's good for the me'ayim is talking about b'meyusha, and it's talking about wine that was at least 3 years old. 3 year old wine, says the Gemara, that is good for the B'nai Miyayim. How do I know? Kidatnan, we learn in Maseches Nedarim. Kodim Yayin Shani Toyim, Shayayin Koshlim Le Miyayim. A person says, I now make a neder upon myself. I'm not going to go and drink any more wine because my doctor told me that wine is no good for the intestines. I am now not going to drink any more wine. And Omrulai, when he made that neder, some people overheard and they told him, Falam Yushin Yafu Le B'nai Miyayim. You're trying to answer all wine? Don't you know that old wine, 3 years old wine, is good for Bnei Miyayim? V'shosak and Ed Gishrigin. In other words, he didn't say anything. The halach is, Osir B'chodesh, as a result of his neder, Hitaka may not drink fresh wine, meaning wine which is less than 3 years old. But he is allowed to drink wine which is over 3 years old. In other words, even though he started off Koinim Yayin, but by the fact that he added, why am I being koinim yayin? Because it's bad for Bnei Miyayim. Now that he hears that yayin miyushin is good for Bnei Miyayim, I didn't intend that. I only meant the bad wine, not the good wine. Anyway, Shmamina, from this I see that there is a major distinction between good wine, meaning old wine older than 3 years old, and bad wine, which is less than 3 years old, that the good wine is good for Bnei Miyayim. So we learned at the beginning of this Gemara, that asparagus is yofel aleiv, toiv l'naim, the koshkim v'nei me'ayim, we're talking about yayin me'yushon, because taka fresh wine, up to 3 years old, is taka not good for the b'nei me'ayim. Tana Rabbanan, let's see another brice. Shishu devarim nemru b'asparagus. Six things, six rules they gave about asparagus. Number one, ein shoysan oysa elekishu, chai umalei. Make sure when you drink it, it should taka be undiluted, without any dilution of water, and Molly, take a full shear. In other words, no half doses over here. Take a full cupful, whatever the shear was. Presumably, the standard measure was a standard cup of 3 ounces, 5 ounces, whatever it was. Take a full amount. Now, you'll see from the continuation over here that some of this sounds not so much physical, but some of this sounds more on a spiritual level. And in fact, later on, the Gemara is going to tie it into shindalids, into evil demons. So some of this is beyond our comprehension. But continuing on, mekabloi b'yamin, when you take the asparagus drink, take it with your right hand, if you should say it's b'smile, but drink it holding it in the left hand. This obviously is not a physical thing, because what difference does it make, right hand, left hand? After you finish drinking it, don't speak. In other words, let it first settle, and then, doesn't mean you shouldn't speak forever, you know, take a break before you say something to allow it to go down. When you drink it all in one drink, meaning not that you're in one gulp, but it means don't take a break in the middle of the drink, drink and drink and drink until you finish off the whole shear, the whole dose. Now when you finished drinking the asparagus drink and you have now an empty cup, what do you do with that? Don't give it back to anyone except for the person that originally handed it over to you. You went to the person who was the host or the butler, whoever was handing out the drinks. You can give it back to him, but don't give it back to anybody else. V'rok achrav, when you're finished, you can be rokek, you can go and spit out. If you want to eat something now after you drank this asparagus, then only eat something which is related to the asparagus drink. So for instance, if it's made out of wine, make sure to go and drink, eat grapes. But don't go and eat twice a piece of meat or a piece of fish. It's got to be minoy, something which is similar. From the same min. We have in the price, it's simcha yisrael b'pas, that when you finish drinking, then you should go and take a piece of bread. Bread is certainly not the same min as this drink. Like we said before, because there are two different types of asparagus drink. There is the wine-based asparagus drink, and there is the beer-based asparagus drink. And in fact, Gemara tells us now, 21 one brice we learn, lila'at yofa l'ramat kosher. Like we said before, lila'at is rosh tevois, lev ayin choyl, it's yofa. L'ramat roish me'ayim and tachtoinios is kosher. V'tanyidich, and the other brice says, l'ramat yofa l'ila'at kosher, that the asparagus drink is good for ramat of roish me'ayim and tachtoinios, and it's bad for lev ayin and choyl. This is a chasira. L'kashen b'racham avad b'shikr. This is what we said earlier on when the Gemara brought that brice up above, that if you're talking about the wine-based asparagus drink, that's good for the heart, good for the eyes, good for the spleen, bad for the head, bad for the intestines, bad for hemorrhoids. And for beer, it's exactly the opposite. Just moya kapar, just pink the kid. Tani achra, tani chad. In one braisa we said ruk acharav loike, that if a person goes and spits out after he finished drinking the asparagus drink, loike chas shalom, he will become sick. Vatani idach, the other braisa says loy ruk acharav loike. If you don't spit out, then you become sick. And then there's no way of, you know, it's one or the other. If I'm going to go and spit, I'm going to become sick. If I don't spit, I'm going to be sick. So what do I do? So tomorrow, like Kasha, but Hamar b'shikah, same thing as before. It depends if you're talking about wine or if you're talking about beer. Rashi said, "Bidachamra lo yorek." If you just drank the wine based, don't spit out afterwards. But if you took the shikra, if you took the beer based, and Rashi says, if afterwards saliva develops in your mouth, then make sure to go and spit it out, because if you don't spit it out, chas v'sholem, that continuing saliva with the remnants of the asparagus that you drank, chas v'sholem, could bring on lidei choili. Omer Vashi, hash the amris loy rak achrav loike. Once you're telling me that if a person drank from the beer-based asparagus, that if he doesn't spit out loike cholila, then he's going to become sick. Then meimav nizrakan afilu b'vnei amelech. It is such a sakana, that even if you're standing in front of the king, you should go and spit out on the ground. Don't be worried that the king will be offended, because it's a sakana to continue having that mixture of saliva and whatever remaining remnants of the mixture of the asparagus in your mouth. And we continue on Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shloisha devarim sachli suriel saraponim. You remember we had Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Even those that don't remember the Gemara, they still remember the nigin about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and the Gamsa Maisa. We had earlier on that he went to the Kodesh Kodashim Yom Kippur, and we had Kasriel. It was a Shiloh with the Kasriel, is Rabbi Shlom, whether it's a Malach, and everybody asked how could it be in Yom Kippur that he saw a Malach. He can't have the Kodesh Kodashim v'chol Adam liyibar l'moyed efshar Adam nisht a Malach yo. Anyway, that's the Gemara we had at the beginning of the Masech, the Davav, etc. Here we're talking about another story. Bishmuel ben Elisha said that he spoke to Suriel Sar Haponim. Sar Haponim means the interior minister. He was a Malach upstairs in Shemaim. He took care of all the problems upstairs. I guess he didn't have anything to do with foreign policy. He was only the Sar Haponim, only busy with what's going on up there in Shemaim. So what did Suriel tell him? Three things. Number one, Altito Chalukcha Shachris Miyad Hashamis V'Tilbash. When you get up in the morning, go and put your clothes on by yourself. Don't ask the shamas to give you the choluk. Choluk usually means like a coat or a jacket, whatever. Don't take it from somebody else. Put it on yourself.
Wait a second.
Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
So how come Hasidic rabbis have the assistants helping them get dressed?
That's a very good question. Maybe they learn this Gemara differently. Maybe they hold the shul. You have to understand that this
help
is...
help them get dressed.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
How do I know?
This is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is more a spiritual type of thing. So perhaps they have Zoyers or something that says yes, the opposite. Anyway...
With a kittel matten ensures not to help.
Not to help. Okay. This is all spiritual stuff. This is beyond our normal human comprehension. If you are doing the Tilas Yadayim in the morning and somebody wants to help you go and do Tilas Yadayim in time, make sure that he did the Tilas Yadayim first and then he can do the Tilas Yadayim on you. And don't give back the Kois Asparagus only to the person that gave it to you originally, like we had before in the Gemara. In other words, you drank out the Kois Asparagus, now it's an empty cup, you want to put it down on the counter, it's tight. But don't hand it over to Reuven Shimon Levi, unless Reuven Shimon Levi was the one that extended to you the asparagus drink in the first place. Why? What difference does it make? Oh, Memnei Shatach Fosavis. What is the Shatach Fosavis? Says Rashi, this is the Shindalit business. Shem Chaburas Shindalit Yin Mem. This is a shady stuff. That means the evil demons. Again, that's beyond our comprehension, but don't give it to anybody else, because chas v'shalom, they're shindalas that are watching. The Amri law and others say it's not because of the shindalas, but it's because of the istalgugonis shel malachi chabola. This is a different type of shindalas. These are malachi chabola, also as elcha, bad guys, yeah. But we're not talking about guys, we're talking about bad malachim. Metzapel the adam, they're waiting for the person. I'm waiting till somebody is going to violate one of these three things. Then I'll have him in my grasp, in my grip, and I'll be able to do with him whatever I want, and chas v'shalom v'machabel, go and harm the individual. Cholila. So since we spoke about these three things, Rav Shimon Levi, Shloisha Dvarim Sachli Malach HaMavetz, I had a discussion with the Malach HaMavetz, and he told me the following three things. Now, When did Rabbi Shmuel have his discussion? When did Rabbi Shimon Levi have his discussion? So Rashi tells us about Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel went up to Shemayim in the Brice of the Masa Merkava. Masa Merkava, as you know, is a whole Inyan in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel talks about when he saw the Masa Merkava, and this is again beyond our comprehension. And the Gemara, of course, talks about in Masechtas Chagiga that four people went into the Pardis and to go and learn more about Kabbalist.
He wasn't one of them, though. He wasn't one. It was Rabbi Akiva.
I don't disagree. But we know that there is this Inyan of people going into the Pardis and getting involved in Masa Merkava. So Rashi says it's to do as a Brice of the Masa Merkava, which is not brought in Masechtas Chagiga, where Rabbi Shmuel went into it. Once he was there, so Suriel was there, and he said, okay, Suriel, let's have a discussion about these matters. And Suriel told him these three rules.
In Yom Kippur Avodah, don't we quote, he goes up to Shemayim, the Gzera of the El Ezkara? Isn't that Rabbi Shmuel ben
Elisha? No, in a few days, we'll say it in the Tfilis. We'll try to remember whether he went up Anyway, so this is the Masa Mit Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Rashi doesn't tell us, but we all remember the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi had a discussion with the Malach HaMavis, and he was able to, in a sense, trick him, that the Malach HaMavis allowed him to go up to Gan Eden, up into Shemayim, even whilst he was still alive. And he went in, he borrowed the sakin from the Malach HaMavis, Simora, Dachs, Ayin Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, in Ksubis. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Levi, at that time, apparently had the opportunity of discussing with the Malach HaMavis all to various rules. So, Shloisha Dvarim Sachli Malach HaMavis, Al Titel Chalukcha Shachas Miyad HaShamas Etzubesh, like we just said a moment ago, don't let anybody help you, put it on yourself. Vat Titel Yedechem Mishloi Notel Yodav, make sure if somebody's washing your hands, that he washed before. And now the third halacha is something new. If you have women that went out to Chas V'Sholom, a levaya, to a cemetery, and now these women are coming back together as a group, don't stand in their dalet amis, go away from them. Nay, Ani is referring to the Malach HaMavis. Ani Merakir, I am dancing in front of them. Ubalifneim, V'char Biyodi, and I have my sword in my hand. V'yesh L'Rishus L'Chabel, and because unfortunately someone just passed away, and we just were involved in a levaya or a kvura.
On a roll.
I'm on a roll. And Chas V'Sholom, stay away. When the Noshim are coming, stay away from that. What happens if the person didn't realize? All of a sudden he turns around, he sees a whole group of women, they're all teary-eyed, they're all in mourning coming back from a levaya. What should you do? So the first thing is, run away, get out of their presence of four amas. In other words, the real problem is within their four amas. Apparently, the Malach HaMavis is standing within the four amas next to the women. Move from your place, four amas, and then you'll be okay. Now what happens if, when you walk away four amas, Iikanahara, there happens to be a river where you're standing, then go and cross that river. Get away. The Iikadarka Achrina, if there happen to be two roads where the women are walking, let them walk on one road. Lazelba, you go on the other road. Don't walk on the same road with them. The Iikagudan, if there happens to be a wall, Leiku Achayra, then walk in back of the wall as protection against this Malach HaMavis. The Loi, what happens if all of these things, you know, all these eights are not available to you? Lehederape, what you do is at least turn around in the other direction. Valemi should go and say the following pasuk, V'yemishim ala Satan. As we know, Satan is another connotation for the Malach HaMavis. Yigrashim b'cho ha-Satan, Yigrashim b'cho v'shloim ad d'chalfi minei, until finally all the women and the Malach HaMavis, until they walk away and they are already at a distance.
Why would the Malach HaMavis want to be by the women to be? Why split them?
Because he's a bad guy. The Malach Toiv wouldn't be by the women, he would be on the men's side. It's the Malach HaMavis who's a bad guy, he's on the women's side. You understand? As always, the mass. Okay, and we continue on.
By the people, it makes sense. Yes. You can imagine.
Yeah.
Your people.
And the time comes.
Yeah.
They put on the kittel on you.
Exactly. The Gemara says, make sure when you put the kittel on yourself, because unfortunately, Achamev Esrim, when a mess is buried, you put a kittel on, and then unfortunately others have to help you out. So it's not a good omen. Don't put on the kittel for somebody else, put it on yourself. All one and the same, exactly.
So the Yetzirah, by women, the Yetzirah, so it's a woman that are vulnerable, maybe that's what it is.
Please don't repeat that to your wife or to any of the female people. This is all being taped. the Yetzirah is strong about everybody, by the men and by the women. Let's not have any discrimination. There are men, believe it or not, there are men that sin in this world too, not only the women. And we continue on. Exactly. Okay, let's continue. If you take a kosher bracha after benching, you have the following 10 rules. What are the 10 rules? Number one, you got to wash it out thoroughly. What's a lashon hadochah u'shtifa? The Gemara is going to say that means both from the inside of the kos and from the outside of the kos. Chai, fill it up with raw meaning undiluted wine. Now this l'chayra goes against what we learned yesterday in the Gemara, because yesterday in the Gemara we said that even though in the Mishnah it said that there's a machloikis whether or not you can make a bayir pregofen on undiluted wine, the kosher bracha, everybody agrees mitzvah mufka that it's got to be diluted. This l'chayra is not the case. The Gemara is going to tell us shortly, you fill it up, taki, you don't fill it up, but you put in undiluted wine, and after you pour it in the undiluted wine, then you dilute it subsequently. In other words, don't dilute it first, dilute it subsequently. Umale, and fill up the cost, like we fill up the cost by benching. And it should be itur v'ituf. Exactly what that means is not clear at this point.
To put down all kinds of, there were cups around.
So we're going to see that in another 10 lines. The Gemara is going to have a machloik, is what means itur, and what means ituf. We'll see, Mechem.
Means put the hat on.
Rabbi Cohen, please don't take away my lines. We're going to get to that shortly, and you'll see you're taking away the surprise at the end of the story. You know, we'll get,
the
punchline. Exactly. And when you accept the kosher bracha, which you should do, is if people that are makbid, you'll notice that when you offer kosher bracha, somebody picks it up b'shtei yadayim and he hands it over to the other person. The other person should be makabel b'shtei yadayim, but not that he should continue to hold it, but the noisli miyamin. After the makabel b'shtei yadayim, then he should maneuver the cup into the right hand and hold it in the right hand. Umagbin mekar ketefach, and he should hold it up in the ear, a tefach. It doesn't mean in the karka from the ground. If a person is sitting on the ground, then avada is from the ground. But if he's sitting at a table, it means a tefach from the table. And with the gesundheit. And when the person is benching, besides looking into the bencher, he should also look at the wine in his hand from time to time. In other words, he shouldn't be mesiach das from the wine that he's holding the kosher brach. Now, after we went through all those rules, the Eishamrim, others say, Amishagrib Matan al Anshe Besai. He should go and send the cup around after he's finished making, after he finished benching, and he made a bayir pregofen, and he drank some of it. Make sure to go and say the Anshe Besai. Anshe Besai in particular, says Rashi, means Leishtoi. It's good to go and send it to his wife, and we'll talk more about that on the Amud Beis, about sending the kosher bracha to the wife. Om Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, all of these rules are fascinating, but Anu Ein Lanu El Arba Bavad. Of all of these rules, we only are noig for Hadoch Hashtifa, we make sure that the kos is well rinsed, well cleaned out. Chayu Malei, that we go and fill it first with the undiluted wine, and we fill it to the top. Okay, now the Gemara explained in greater detail. We said that there's a din of Hadoch Hashtifa, Tana, Hadoch Mibifnim, Ushtifim Bebechutz. Both of them mean rinsing. One's rinsing inside of the kos, one's rinsing the outside of the kos. If a person makes a bracha on a kosher bracha, which taka full to the top, you give a nachla without borders. In other words, an endless nachla. How do I know? Shenemar, umolei bikas Hashem. If you filled it up molei and you made the bracha to Hashem, yom v'darim yirasha, the yirusha is going to go all directions. It's going to be yom and darim alazaitin b'li mitzar. He's going to be zoicha two oilams, oilam hazeh v'oilam haba. Now notice over here that Gemara doesn't bring a raya from a pasuk. How do I know oilam hazeh v'oilam haba? So I'll first tell you a chassidish pshat, and you're all going to jump on me because you're not going to like it. And then I'll tell you who says that chassidish pshat. The word yerusha, the shoydish of the word is rush, resh shin. Therefore, the yud at the beginning of Yerusha and the hey at the end are, in a sense, superfluous. You don't need the yud and kei. There's another Gemara that says when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, ki bekoh Hashem tzur olam, Hashem created the world bekoh yud kei. What does that mean? One of them is connected to the yud, one is connected to the kei. The Gemara asks, which one is the yud, which one is the kei? And the Gemara says that the olam upstairs is Shemayim, that's the Yud, while the Olam Hazeh down below, that's the Kei. Why is this the Kei? Because Chas V'Shalom, if a person sins, he can fall out of the Hei, fall down through the bottom, but if he does Tshuva, he can come back again through the side door that you have in the Kei, that you have the Dalet and the small piece, you can come in through the side door if you do Tshuva. That's what Gemara says elsewhere. Aha. So therefore, we go back to this pasuk. Omali Birkas Hashem was Male, and you said the bracha to Hashem. Yom Vedoraim Rosh, extra Yud K. One is the Oilam Hazeh, one's the Oilam Abad, to tell you the both Oilamis. So it sounds like, I mean, who says such a funny pshat? So it's Toises. You see, Toises, two lines before the end. It's not Stam Toises. It was Rabbi Yosef mi Marseille. What did Rabbi Yosef mi Marseille said? But Havel Mechli Yom Vedoraim Rosh, because of Yerosha, Hari Yud K. Yisera, Rabbi Yud K. Nivru Shnei Alamis, can read about Tchedes and the Mar Menaches, Ki Beko. Means Yud K, Hashem Tzur Elam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created Elam, the Elam Hazem, the Elam Abam, the Yud Mit K. So therefore, the Yud is talking about that world upstairs, and the K is talking about this world down below. And therefore, if a person goes and takes Mole Birkas Hashem, he's Zoicha to both Elams. But now let's get to the Itur V'Ituv. Says the Gemara, Itur, I have two pshatim. Itur is Rav Yehuda me'atreyu betalmidim. The Itur that we're talking about is to add a certain degree of pomp and ceremony to the koishul bracha. The mezamein should have around him a ganz oilum of talmidim. He shouldn't be just benching on his own. A ganz group of talmidim. The word itur literally means to be crowned. How do you crown the koishul bracha? By having a ganz crowd with a pomp and ceremony. Oh, and mach the koishul bracha a bench. That's how you match him with talmidim. That's pshat number one. Rav Chizda ma'atali benatli. This is a pshat that Rabbi Cohen said before, b'shem the gro. Rashi says, benatli bekoisois. You put koisois around the koisha bracha. Rav Chonon ubechai. Ubechai means that this is undiluted wine in those bechalach, in the extra koises. So the Mefarshim explain. If you look back at the Rashi, chai, look at the Rashi about 10 lines before the end. This is going on the previous Gemara that you fill up the kos mole chai. Says Rashi, chai shemoizgim amayim li'acha shenosne bekois chai. First you put the undiluted wine into the kos, and then once it's in the kos, then you fill it up with water. Avlevaruch alav chai, if you're going to go and take undiluted wine and drink it, ha'omrim masisa, we said in our Mishnah, eim avarchin, and then in the Amud Beis we said that this kuli alma you're not supposed to use undiluted wine for kosher bracha. Inami chai balas frishik lehavioi mina chobius lishmoi. Ah, Rashi says I have another pshat that chai doesn't have to be undiluted wine. It's wine that was taken out specifically chai lebedik for this particular mitzvah. Not that I had an open barrel until now when I take out some miyuchad. I take this wine specially for purposes of it.
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay. However, what Agmar is saying is maybe it could be that wine was already diluted. We don't go into that. But now when it says Rabchanan ubechai, say the Mefarshim, here the Bechai is referring to filling up the other koisois, which are just for itur ba'alma, not for the koisha bracha, just the accompanying koises to add a crown. Oh, those don't have to be diluted because you don't drink from those. Those are just there for design, if you will, for the background. Now, you're going to worry about ibud eichlin, so you pour it back afterwards. We're not saying that you spill it out. Point is that you have all of these other natli, these other kalim full of wine to go and add a certain degree of luster and character and pomp and ceremony to the koishel brach. Okay, Amar of Sheshes. Ubebirchas ha'oretz. What means ubebirchas ha'oretz? Explains Rashi that when you get to Noi Delecha, which is the bracha which would end off ala oretz vala mosoin, that's the birchas oretz, that's when you add the other koises. You don't have to have the koises before you start benching. When you say rapoisa, you don't have all of all these koises. You can bring them to the table. When you get to the birchas oretz, that's when you add the other koises. Now we talked about the iter. Now after that it says iter v'ituf. Who says ituf? Rav Papa mi'atef v'yosef. Rav Asi porisudra areshe. So explains Rashi, ba'atef means betalisoi. When Rav Papa went to bench, he made sure to put his talis on top, and you know, normally we talk about on top, meaning on top of his head. And in fact, v'yosef Rav Asi, v'yosef, and he said the bracha. And then Rav Asi porisudra areshe. He didn't have his talis with him, but he took a sudr. Sudr means like a shawl, of some sort, a handkerchief, and he put that on his head when he went and made a bracha. Based on this, says the Magen Avraham, and based on this, says the Mishnah Brura, lechatchila, a person when he benches should go and make sure to go and put on a hat, and the Mishnah Brura even adds and puts on a jacket. And he says that those that are Yirei Shemayim, you should certainly do that every time they bench, you should go and put on a hat and a jacket for purposes of benching. Anyway, continuing on. When the person is doing kosher bracha, you hand it to him in both hands. How do I know? Omer b'chinne bar papa maikro, it says the brother, su yideichem koidish. Yideichem was plural, and then baruch was Hashem. So you marvin oisle him in, and then afterwards, after you accept it in two hands, you put it over into the right hand. Omer b'chinne bar abba, omer b'yichanan. Rishoinim shualu smoil. Ah, so now that's, you have this thing that you put into the yamin. Now the question is, Rishonim Shalu, the earlier generation asked, Smoil Majid to Siyeh Elimin, can the left hand help out the right hand? In other words, what happens if you're talking about, Rashi says, Toysis says, Bekoysis Gdoilais, what happens if you're using as Agroisa Kos, as a Elyon Novi Kos, and it's quite heavy, can the left hand prop up and assist the right hand in holding the cause? So Timur Amravashi, Hov Rishonim Boilu, Vle Ifshaluhu, since the Rishonim asked this question and they weren't Poishet Tishaila, Ana Nebel Chumra, we are going to be Machmir, Umagvim and Akarka Tefach, I'm sorry, we're going to be Machmir, and what does that mean, going to be Machmir? We will not allow for the left hand to hold the right hand, but Rashi adds, Bishas Brocha. Once he's doing the Brocha, presumably the Birchas Zimun, then go and do it with your right hand alone. Later on, apparently, if it starts getting heavy, the smoil could help out the right hand. However, initially, have the right hand do it totally. The reason for this hakpada is because this is considered to be a shikla avoida, just like the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, it had to be done dafka with the right hand, not with the left. You don't want to go and somehow make an imperfect avoida by having the left hand participate in this avoida. You have to pick it up. Mikra, how do I know? It says Kois Yeshuais. Esso, I'm going to go and pick up the Kois. Oh,
Ovishem Hashemek. Most people have with their left hand.
If they need it, yeah. By Bishas the Zimun itself, you shouldn't. Subsequently, you can. Boy, and then you should go and look at the Kois from time to time. Why? So you shouldn't be Mesiach Das. If you're going to space out, you might by accident spill the whole Kois. You should remember that you have the Kois in your hand. Look at it from time to time. You should go and send, after you drank a little bit from the kosher bracha, send it, for instance, to your wife and to others. Why? So that his wife should have a bracha as a result. Now the Gemara is going to go into a very interesting story. It's a somewhat of a fascinating story, and you'll see how men and women look at things differently. Says Zigmar, Ula ikla beir of Nachman. Ula came to the home of Rav Nachman. He apparently was invited for a meal. Korach rifta, and he ate the meal. And after he finished eating, Rav Nachman apparently was machabed Ula to go and bench. So Baruch Birchas Mazayna, he did the Zimun, and he benched, and now he drank from the kosher bracha. Yorv lekasin lebachas of Nachman. So after he drank some of it, he came to Rav Nachman, here kosher bracha. Omli Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to Ula, Lishter mar kasid b'chos liyaltz. Since we learned in this braisa, yesh omrim, that you're supposed to go and send around the kos to Anchi Beisai, which means Ishtoi, you should please send it also to my wife. Rav Nachman's wife was Yaltza. Rav Nachman says to Ula, do me a favor, kosher bracha is an inyan, a kosher bracha, send it to my wife, to Mrs. Rav Nachman, to Yaltza. Ula wasn't happy with this suggestion, and Omalei and Ula responded to Rav Nachman, Hachi Om Rabbi Yochanan, don't you know Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein pri bitna shel isha mizbarech, elami pri bitna shel ish. How does a woman have a bracha, for instance, to have children? That bracha is a derivative of the bracha that her husband has. How do I know? Shnei says in the pasuk, Oveirach pri bitnecha. This is a pasuk that is found in Devarim. So now, the lishonis of this pasuk are addressed to a man. It doesn't say pri vitna, and it doesn't say pri vitnech. So vitnecha is addressed to a zachar, and we're saying pri vitna loynemar, as well as pri vitnech loynemar, el pri vitnecha. So therefore, so the pri bet and that the woman has a bracha, that she has children, that's all a derivative of the husband. And therefore, says Ula, and I already they sent you Rav Nachman the Kos, you'll drink it, you'll have whatever bracha is emanates from the kosher bracha in your pre-beten, and automatically your wife will have that, so I don't have to give it to Yaltz, I give it to you, and automatically she will be Zoche. Tanya mehochi takarai from a bright from Nosan Oimer. Minayin she privit no shel ishim is barach and privit no shel ishim nema. Uvirach privit necha. Privit no leinemer el privit necha. So this was the discussion that Rav Nachman had with Ula. Now, unfortunately, Yaltza was apparently there and overheard this discussion. Adahachi, when Yaltza heard this, Shama Yaltza, as this was going on, Yaltza heard it. Kama Bezira, she got up in a rage. She was furious. The Olza Lebei Chama, she went to the inventory of wine, the wine cellar. The Tavra Dalid Meya Dani de Chama, and she broke 400 barrels of wine. Now, whenever it says 400, that's a Lashon Guzma. But Lamai says she got very angry. If you remember, we had about the 400 Chamra back on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara said over there that Rav Huna had a whole wine cellar, and 400 barrels of wine all went sour. And the Talmidim all said, how come it went sour? So they told him, La'ayimar, I said, Dalet Daf Hei Amud Beis. So they told to Rav Huna, you should go and see what Averis he did. She said, do I do Averis? And they said, but the Avidina Bulaidina, when Kodesh Baruch Hu go and Chas V'Shalom punish you and make all of your 400 bottles of, not bottles, barrels of wine turn sour, turn to vinegar, if he didn't do anything wrong. So he said, no, if I did something wrong, everybody should tell me what I do wrong. What I do wrong, they said that you don't share the pieces of wood that come from the vines with your oris, with your sharecropper. You should give him a piece of wood. So he said, I don't give him the wood. Don't you know how much he steals from me? Because shoveling me, he doesn't leave anything. He steals from me every single day. He steals me blind. He doesn't get those pieces of wood. Big deal. Once you got the time of Gneva from him, you learn to be a Shikl Ganef too. You gotta do, he does his, but you gotta do yours, you have to give it back. Anyway, he took upon himself of doing tshuva. Ikri Amri Hodr Cholav Ahav Chamra, that it was a nest, that the vinegar turned back to wine like it was originally. And then Ikri Amri Ayakr Chalav Isdam V'Demei De Chamra, that there was a shortage in the market on vinegar, and the vinegar prices spiked up all the way to the same price as wine. I only bring that because the Gemara there also says that the 400 barrels got sour. That's 400? 400 is always a lashon of a guzma. So here too, not necessarily that she breaks 400, maybe only 399, maybe only 398, but you see that she was quite upset.
Wait, if his vinegar turned back to wine and then the price of vinegar went up, it's sort of...
No, these are two different
things.
It's ikadami, two different things. Not that both happened, only one of the two happened. Anyway, only Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "Nu, nishadala mar kasa achrina, do me a favor, go and send her now another kas." Apparently the first kasha brach had already been drunk, so go and send her another kas. Shalach lo, so he went and took another kus from the barrel, and he said, "Kol hai nagva de bechosehi." This additional kus is also kosher bracha wine because it stems from the same barrel that I took out the first kus. It's from the same makar. Take this; it's also good. Sholchalei, she was not convinced, and she sent back mimaduri mili umimar smutus martuti. Tell me, what does that mean? Rashi says, Mamadure means that the peddlers, mili, they talk a lot, because after all, they're trying to go and sell their wares, and so they're constantly talking, and therefore, Mimaduri, Maduri means those that go from town to town, mili, they say a lot of words. Umi Smartuti, Smartuti says Rashi means that this is similar to Smartutim, Smartutim means rags, begodim that are unfortunately worn out. Kalmi means the shmatis have a lot of kinim, have a lot of lice. So therefore the peddlers talk as much as the amount of lice that you find in worn out garments. What she means to say is, what you're talking is just talk and talk, dvarim betalim, I don't believe you, I don't trust you, and she didn't take from the second course as well. So therefore, be very, very careful about offending other people, and particularly offending women. Mara says elsewhere that a person should be careful. Oinoas ishtoi, mishum shedim aso metzuya oinoasa kreva. When you're married to a wife, and mitzvah, those that are not married yet will be married soon, they have to be very careful about their wives' sensitivities and sensibilities, because unfortunately they can cry easily. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Omer Abasi, a mesichim al kos shol brocha. You don't go and, what means you don't talk, says Rashi, from the point that the person handed you the kos until after benching, don't say a word, then you shouldn't go and be mafsik. you're holding the kos, even if you're waiting for other people to wash my machroinim or whatever, don't say anything. Don't be mesiach on the kosher bracha. Don't make a bracha on a bad kos, a kos of punishment. My kosher peronis, what means a kos of punishment? This is talking about a second kos. What's my second kos? So this is the famous din of zugois. Zugois is not so familiar to people today because most people are not nohag the inyan of zugois.
Why do you say that?
I'm saying, are you knowing the guys?
Sure, my father never let us eat anything. We had two things, he never let us eat it.
Fine, but I think you will agree that this is the minority. The majority of people don't even know.
The minority is not aware of it. No, they
exactly.
Have to educate them.
Oh, so we're educating them. So how do we educate them? There's an inyan because of the amulig yashin dalits, because of the evil demons, that you shouldn't have two koises on the table. At one time, you want to drink one cup and then fill it up again, that's okay. But to go and fill up two cups and to go and drink one, and then to go and take the second one, don't do that because the shindalas are dancing around the second kos. That's called the kushim puranis. Sorry? It's just, they're two separate places, one over there, one over there. I don't know what to answer you. But Lamaisa, the answer is that here we're talking about regular kois, nishka kois shabrucha, nishka kois fin sheva bruchas, and therefore don't have a second kos on the table at the same time. My kois shabrucha, amr nach, my yitzhak, kois sheni, Rashi says, this is the masa fin zigis. Okay, tanya mahoche, a shoysa keflaim, a person drinks for two cups, lo yivorech, he shouldn't make a brucha on the second one, mishum shenema, hikel lekras lekech yisrael, vahai loin miskein. This is not misukan with a tough, this is misukan with a samach. This is chas v'shalom sakana, satan mit the shindalas, with the evil demons, stay away from them. Okay, a person is walking and eating, and now he has to bench. A person who is eating whilst he's walking, you see that all the time, people outside the street, they're drinking Starbucks coffees, why can't they finish the coffee at home, or in the store, they have to walk around with it, so they're walking and eating at the same time. When it comes to birchas hamazon, he should stop walking and stand in place. You don't have to sit down, you should stand in place and bench.
See, this is indoors.
It doesn't say indoors, outdoors.
It says the
Talmud Chacham
shouldn't walk.
Hey, that's Chacham. We're talking about not only Talmud Chacham, even for Amarat. Ukshu Oichel, when a person is eating, Mu'umid, if a person is standing, he's not walking, he's standing whilst he's eating, Mavarach Miyushim, you should go and sit down and bench sitting down. Ukshu Meitzav Oichel, what happens if a person is lying back like Be'aseba, like we're doing Seder night that he's eating, he should sit up, Yoshim Mavarach. Now, all of these distinctions are fine. When it comes to benching, whether you're walking, whether you're standing, whether you're lying, always you should go and sit down and bench in a sitting position. That's the proper way of giving cover to the
Rabbanim.
On Pesach night, also, although you're eating Be'aseba, but you should sit up for purposes of benching. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to learn now the final Mishnah. That's actually the first Mishnah, but in the Mishnayos, this Mishnah is divided up into six or seven different Mishnayos, and each one of them involves machloikis in between Be'shamay and Be'sil. Most of the Mishnah is difficult to understand on the surface, and therefore Rashi says, B'gemar mefarish, B'gemar mefarish, B'gemar mefarish. So a lot of this stuff we're going to leave for the Gemara to explain all the intricacies. We're just going to touch on each halach. The following differences of opinion you have between Beisham and Beisil when it comes to Hilchay Seuda, how you're supposed to eat them, what brachas, and when and when. Beisham Amrim, Mavarach Aliyon V'yakach Mavarach Al Hayayin. Beisil Amrim, Mavarach Aliyon V'yakach Mavarach Al Hayayin. What is this referring to? Back on Daf Mem Gimel, you will recall, the Gemara spoke about the fact that some Orchim come late. So they had a Fortzimmer, that means they had a small room prior to going into the big banquet hall, where the early Orchim would come, and they'd have like a Zashtikel smorgasbord, where they would give them appetizers. And among other things, they would go and pour them some wine. This is wine before the main meal, when they're still sitting in that anteroom, waiting for the other Orchim to arrive on the scene. If you remember, we learned in the Gemara then, that what you're supposed to do is wash only one hand, not both hands, because you do both hands. Remember, Tosi said it might be a shaila of gasus huruach, because by peirois, you're not supposed to wash with two hands, only by bread. Here too, don't wash both hands, but only wash one hand. Why do you wash the one hand? We had a machloik Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos other Mefarshim, whether it's the covered the bracha birchas hayayin, you wash one hand, or was because an inyan of tumah v'tahara, you're going to touch the wine, and it's going to become a rishon l'tumah, shein l'tumah, sitan ganta tzuris. Okay, anyway, so that's what we learned over there. So what happens is, you first make the bracha on wine, and then only afterwards you go and make the bracha on the rest. Now, the truth of the matter is, I'm skipping ahead, that's the second machlekes. So bear with me, Rabbi Yisai, because I made a mistake. Skip to the third line of the Mishnah. Beishami omrim, not only yadayim v'yakach moizin esakos, or beisil omrim, moizin esakos v'yakach not only yadayim. So what we learned in that braisa previously is this Beis Hillel, that when you're in the anteroom, go and pour the kos, even though you only washed one hand, you drink the kos, and then after that you'll be not only yadayim both hands for purposes of hamoitzi, and when you'll eat the su'uda. That's what we learned earlier. Beishami, however, disagrees, and Beishami says, no, that when you're still in the anteroom before you drink the wine, not only yadayim already washed already at that time for hamoitzi, and only after that back hamoitzi nesakos, and then drink the kos. So don't drink the kos before you wash, rather wash both hands and then do mezigas kos. Now, whether this is talking about whether you made the moitzi already, you didn't have the moitzi, whether it's a hefsik, not a hefsik, mechem to be seen more in the gemar. But this is the second machlekes. The first machlekes wasn't concerning that. I made a mistake. The first machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel is that if it's Friday night, l'mashal, or Shabbos day, and now you have a choice of making the two brachas, Friday night, as you know, we have two brachas in Kiddush. First bracha is Boyer Pei Gofen, and then afterwards we continue on, and we talk about the inyan of Kiddush, and we finish with Mekadosh Shabbos. So now the question is, which bracha do you make first, and which bracha do we make second?
Question. We talk about two brachas, right? One is anyayin, and one is, what do you call it, Kiddush?
Kiddush Hayom, for that day, okay. Shabbos Hayom, right.
But Midaraisa, you understand, you have to make Kiddush Hayom first. So why should be a machlokes with the wine or not?
Because we made the Kiddush Hayom already in Davening. Now we're just making the Kiddush on wine. The question is, I already did the Kiddush Hayom, what do I do first now? Do I make a bracha on Yayin or on the
Yayin? Didn't daven, but you have to do, yes, it's all good daven.
Okay, mention we have a whole parak ahead
okay,
of us.
Okay,
you know you're doing fine. So Beishami Yom, Mevorach al Yayin, when you're making the brachas, first you should make the Mekadosh Shabbos bracha, in other words, the second bracha, the Yakim Mevorach al Yayin, then you should make the Bar Piyagofen bracha. Not like us. Like our minig, first you go and make the bracha aliyayin, the acham bracha aliyayin, and then you go and make the subsequent mekadosh Shabbos, the second bracha. Okay, we already spoke about it.
Are there reasons
sorry.
Given for this?
Yeah, everything will be explained in the Gemara. Now, this is not an etiquette situation. This is now tumavat tahara problems. We're talking about a person washed his hands until sidayim, and he dried his hands on a mappa on a towel. Now, since in the good old days they didn't have napkins, and generally they didn't use cutlery, people would go and pick up all the foods with their fingers. As a result, the fingers all got pretty dirty. How did you wipe your hands? They used to take the same towel that they used for the Tilas Yadayim, and they would keep it with them, and they would wipe their hands from time to time during the middle of the Suda to wipe their hands. What do you do with that towel? Is Machlokes B'Shammai B'Sil. B'Shammai says, Menicha al Shulchan, you can leave it on the table. B'Sil Amar Mal HaKesses, don't put it on the table, but rather put it on the Kesses, is like the cushion which you're sitting on. People used to sit on beds, lie on beds. So put it on the bed together with you. Don't put it on the table. Now, again, this is not an etiquette, child. We'll see in the Gemara that the machlok between Beisham and Yisrael is the Gabi Tumah v'Tahara. Where is it more likely, and what am I more concerned about being Metamah? Being Metamah the Yadayim, being Metamah the Oichlin? We'll see mentioned in the Gemara in greater detail.
I would imagine yeah. Both. Yeah. It doesn't matter because you eat with your hands, so either or.
Okay, we'll see, Mitzvah Gemara, why there'd be a kapeda dafka on the table or dafka on the kesses on the bed. We'll see, Mitzvah. Now it's my machronim time, and we have to do my machronim. So those who do my machronim into a receptacle, like you have these modern my machronim, is good. A lot of people do my machronim, for instance, on the floor, and it said, be careful, not where people are walking. That's why people do it underneath the table. But what happens if under the table there are crumbs on the floor? So Beishamai says, you're right. First, go and take away the crumbs, sweep away the crumbs, v'yachan lil adayim, and then do netilas adayim, so that you don't have any mayim achronim coming onto these crumbs. Beisel amram nightly adayim, no, would you do netilas adayim first, v'yachan mecham l'sbayis, and then you can go and do the kibbut of the house, take away the crumbs later on. What's this? Well, l'choy b'shamay is right. So we'll see mentioned in the Gemara, machloikis b'shamay b'sil, exactly what the machloikis has to do with, whether you're talking about that the pirurim, whether the crumbs are more than a shear of a gazayis, less than a shear of gazayis. Yeah,
but if you're not eating the crumbs anyways, yeah, why are you worried about the crumbs?
You know, it'd be mevaza oichlin, even if you're not going to eat it. Just any bizui oichlin, if you're taking food that could be eaten, and you are making sure that it cannot be eaten by being mevazit, then that's
even though it's going to be discarded.
Even though it's going to be discarded anyway, exactly. We'll see. In fact, interestingly enough, the Gemara is going to conclude that the machloikis is whether you're allowed to use a waiter who's an amoritz and doesn't know about the inyan of pirurim on the ground. Which we'll get to it as we get into the Gemara. Not today, Mitchem, in subsequent days. Mishami Amr. Now it's talking about Matzah Shabbos, and the person only has one kois, and he wants to use that kois both for benching and for havdalah. What's the seder hadvar? Is Mishami Amr. First, the seder is you take out the ner, for havdalah, the candle, umazoin, and then you're going to use the kois on mazoin by making birchas amazoin. Now, let's first make a bracha. It's presumably it's already after this month. You don't have the problem that it's still Shabbos. Shabbos is over. However, you have a long as our Rebbe Shalashid is, and now it's already this month. So first make a bracha bar mar eish. Presumably you said a mazoin mikodesh chol, etc. Umazoin, and now you're going to go and make the birchas amazoin on this kos. Then you go and smell the psalmim. You make bar bnei psalmim v'avdola, and ultimately you'll make the hamavdol mikodesh chol at the end. And the bracha of Abdullah, like we do it, a regular Abdullah. Beisil Amrim, Ner Upsam Mazim Abdullah. So Beisil has a very narrow machloikis with Beishamai, the Ner being number one, and Abdullah being number four, he agrees with. Only machloikis is the Psamim and the Mazim, which order. According to Beishamai, first bench, and then make the bracha Psamim. And according to Beisil, first make the bracha Psamim, and then do the Mazim, then do the Birchas Mazim. Comes out, according to everybody, Ner comes before Psamim. We, of course, don't do that. We do psalmim before ner. Mitchum will see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that this is a libid Rabbi Huda, but there's another braisa, that's Rabbi Meir, that says that there's the machloikis is fakert, that not ner before psalmim, but psalmim before ner. Mitchum to be seen in the Gemara. So we don't paskin like this Mishnah. We paskin like a braisa, which is brought in the Gemara. Now, what bracha do you make on the fire? Bishami omen shebara ma'or ha'esh. So there is a double machlokes. Number one, bara as opposed to boire. Bara, of course, is the past. Boire is the present. And ma'or is one oir. Ma'orei means many oirois. And we'll see mentioned in the Gemara why Beishamai and Beisil have their machlokes. So at this point, the Gemara tells us that, the Mishnah tells us, that when you make a bracha on ner, or on psalmim, make sure that it comes from kosher stock. Kosher stock means, don't use the one shel akum of a goy. V'lei al ner, v'lei al psalmim shel mesim, not ones that were used for mesim. V'lei al ner, v'lei al psalmim shel avoy dezar. What's the reason for all of these? Mitchum again, we'll see in the Gemara, why each one of these should not be used for purposes of havdalah. V'eim v'barchan al ner, ad shi oysel oyrei. Don't make a bracha on the ner unless you know that you're going to have hanoah from the ar. You have sometimes a person makes a bar mar eish, and then people which are at the end, other end of the room, they have no benefit from that light whatsoever. They shouldn't be making the bracha. They should only be yoitza with the bracha of the one that's making the bracha. If you happen to be close nearby and you could see the oyer on your fingers, then you had takanoah. Make a bracha. But if you're far away, be yoitza with the Mavdal, the one that made the bracha for everyone. What happens if a person ate and he forgot to make a bracha? Now, I'm sorry. Not that he forgot to make a bracha. He forgot that he has to go and bench. And he didn't bench. And now he's already en route somewhere else. And he remember, I didn't bench yet. He should go back to his original place of Achila and bench there. You don't have to go back. You can go and bench where you remember. And how long can you still bench after you remember, I didn't bench yet? Until ikula means digestion. And normally Mefarshim say that that's up to 72 minutes. You can still bench. After 72 minutes, it's too late. You lost your mitzvah of benching. What happens if you have now wine that arrives on the scene after you ate? If you don't, you only have that kois. Now, you want to go and drink wine, and you also want to use it for benching. So what do you do? You can go and make a bracha on the wine. In other words, drink that wine, and hopefully you'll find new wine for the Muslim, but you can make a bracha on the wine even though you didn't bench yet. No. Use this kos for a kos of birchas of mazayin, and then afterwards, if there's more left, you can still drink wine, you can bring more wine, but the ikka kped is have this wine for benching. And we'll see in the Gemara why is there machloek b'shamim b'sil about this. Everybody should hold, leave it for benching. We'll see much of the Gemara. The oyin omen acher Yisrael hamavarech, and oyin omen acher kusim mavarech. Hachiyish makol bracha kula. This is a separate halacha unrelated to all of this, and that is any time you hear a yid make a bracha, even if you didn't hear the full bracha. In other words, you're outside the room, you come into the room, and you hear a yid making a bracha, shahakal nimidvari. But you didn't hear the bracha to Hashem al-kinim el-chayil, you just heard shahakal, you can answer amen, even though you only heard a partial bracha. By the kusi, you have to hear the entire bracha. Why? Because I'm afraid that the kusi may be making a bracha to his own avodah zarah. And Rashi brings, as the Gemara brings elsewhere, even though there was, you have a machloikis throughout Shas, where the kusim are geri emes, or geri aroyois, that was in earlier generations. Later generations, they found that the kusim were worshipping a statue on Har Gerizim. Once that happened, then the chacham were goyzer, that they are goyim gimurim l'chol devrayim, because we see that they're oivdei avodah zarah. So if I hear a kusi, bizman hazeh, make a bracha, maybe he didn't say baruch ato Hashem, he said baruch ato statue on Har Gerizim, shehakol nebedvaray, therefore don't say the bracha. Amen, until you hear the entire bracha that you know he made a proper bracha.
You have to just know what he's saying, that it's bracha.
Exactly, you have to know what the prophet is saying.
We're not worried about his kavanah, even if he said Hashem, we're not worried his kavanah is for the avodah zarah.
No, but even if he knows which bracha and you didn't hear it, It's also okay to say Amen at the end.
Ah, right. Okay. Good. I bet Shemim Mar will delve into this in greater detail.
Kavanah could be avodah zarah, even
on the Omar bracha. So now we come back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We spoke about making a bracha on Friday night. Which bracha do you make first? Do you make the bracha on the wine first? Do you make a bracha on the kiddush first? It's tanurban. Dvarim shebein b'sham b'sil b'suda b'sham om mevarach al yoyim v'yakach mevarach al yayin. You should go and first say mekadesh shabbos, and then you should go and make the boyer priya gofen. Why? Shayoyim goyim liyayin shiyovoy. Because says b'sham, I have two good reasons. Number one, why am I making this bracha on wine? You know, you can drink wine anytime you want. But there's a chiyuv dafka to go and drink wine Friday night. Why am I drinking this wine? Because there's a mitzvah of kiddush hayom. So which is the cause and effect? Which is the factor that's preeminent over here? What's the primary? What's the secondary? The primary is that it's Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos, I have to go and make kiddush. What do I make kiddush on? I make kiddush on wine. For that matter, I can make kiddush on chalas too. But the point is that the ikkar is that the yoyim is currently on Shabbos. So first make the kiddush, Mekadosh Shabbos, and after that you'll go and say Boyer Piyagof. Number two, Ukvar Kiddush Hayoyim Vadayin Yayin Leba. Because at the moment when Shkia or Tzeis HaGechovim, whenever it turns from day to night, in other words, at the split moment that it becomes Shabbos, Shabbos happened exactly at that moment. The wine is not there yet. In other words, I'm only bringing wine to the table subsequently when I'm ready to go and make Kiddush and ready to eat. So therefore, it says that Todiv Sheinu Todiv, the Kiddush HaYoyim came first and the wine comes later. So therefore, I make a bracha first on the Yoyim and then I make a bracha on the Yai. Okay, so, I'm sorry?
Is that like you don't want to push off doing a mitzvah?
Yeah, exactly. Like a mavirin on a mitzvah. Yeah, same type of kavana. Right, very good. Okay, so, Amrim, Mavarach al-Yam, Yacham, Mavarach al-Yoyim, Shayayin, Goyim, Lekidush, Shetayomer. I want to make Kiddush. I can't make Kiddush on mid-ear. I can't go and take an empty kos and go and make Kiddush. I have to have the wine. So the cause and effect is, once I have the wine, I can go and make the Kiddush. If I don't have the wine, I don't have the chalas, I can't make the Kiddush. So therefore wine comes first, and I make the bracha aliyayin, and then I make the bracha of Kiddush Mekadosh Shabbos. Wine I can drink any day of the week, so therefore it could be I already made bracha very pretty often 5 times this week, 10 times this week. Kiddush I only make one time.
But it's not a mitzvah any time. It's only a mitzvah Shabbos.
What you're saying is true, but the point is that this is a more frequent bracha than Kiddush. Throughout a person's lifetime, he might make very pretty often a million times, but Kiddush he only makes twice every Shabbos, and he doesn't even say Mikdash Shabbos in the morning, only on Friday night. So it's considered to be infrequent compared to the Birchas Hayayim. And Tadav Shem Tadav Tadav Kaidim. And Valok and the Basil, Valok like the Basil, like we hold, of course, that you do Yayin first and Mekadosh Shabbos second. Why did Basil have to give a second reason? Why wasn't it enough just to simply say, Shag Yayin Goyim the Kedusha Chete Omer? Maybe you're going to tell me we should pass on like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai gave two reasons. What were the two reasons of Beis Shammai? That he said, number one, the reason why I have wine on the table is because I'm making Kiddush, so Kiddush is the preeminent. And number two, because Kvar Kiddush Hayayim, at the moment of Tzeisek Chom Mishkiah, whenever the night day turned into night, then I already had the din of Kiddush, and like Reb David was saying before, that Eim Avir Al Mitzvahs, so therefore make Kiddush, and then the wine comes second. So Achanami, so you're going to say it's 2-1. So Beisil Achanami Tartininu, I also have two. What is my two? That I have the Birchas Tadira, the Birchas Yayin Tadira, Birchas Yom, and it's in there. Tadirishadadir, Tadir, Kaidir, Balochi, Kiddur, Beisil. Freiti Mara, Pshita, Donavka, Baskoil. As we know, Bisham and Beisil had numerous machloikis throughout Shaz, but one day a Baskoil came out and said that we Paskal like Beisil over Beis Shammai. Aha, so we always pass like Beisil. Why does he want to have to tell us over here that we pass like Beisil? Anybody say Mekodim Baskol, that this Halachi Beisil is talking about before the Baskol came out. If anybody say Melachar Baskol, V'Rabbi Yeshua Hidomei Mashkichem Baskol. Aha, there was, even though we hold that after the Baskol came out, we always follow that Baskol, we follow Beisil. Well, however, there's a Shittas Rabbi Yeshua that you don't listen to what the Baskol says. Where do we find this Shittas of Rabbi Yeshua? We find this in the famous story of the Tanur Shel Achnoi, where they had the big fight between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, and that's why Reb Lezer unfortunately was put into Chayrim, because he said Baskol Yechiach, and the Baskol came out and said that Reb Lezer is right, the Chama wrong, and they said Ein Mashgichem Baskol. So if Ein Mashgichem Baskol, therefore we don't automatically Paskel like Beis Hillel, and therefore we have to say each time Halacha ke Beis Hillel.